Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
Here's Fink in open. Deep tray from 24. Swish! Jason Fink. Great start for Campbell County. They lead 8-2 over the number two team in the state. Baker to answer for a tray. Yes! For Ryan as he smiles at the student section here in the castle.
It was the number two Bolts versus the Camels in Gillette. I'm Chris Brentel with your sports. The Campbell County Camels started quick and played well. The Camels had a one-point halftime lead, then Thunder went on a 17-0 run. However, the Camels wouldn't waver and came back.
Robertson, a freshman to answer. Bang! Ryland Robertson! The freshman comes through. Single-digit game in the castle. Williams driving baseline, hangs with the left hand, and scores it! 47-40. Thunder extends the lead to 7. Deegan has taken over this game. He's got 14 second half points.
In the end, though, Deegan Williams would take over this game. Williams had 23 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Mikhail Holte chipped in with 13 points for Thunder. For Gillette, Jason Fink earned a double-double with 18 points and 11 rebounds as Thunder got the win 62-46. The Bolt girls and Camo girls also met up in the castle.
Approaching 2.5 minutes left in the second, Robertson from 25. Bang! Maddie Robertson! Camels within a point. Here's Mendoza. Set herself a fine game. A career high. And she buries the three. 70-51. Bolts extend that lead out to 19. And that may be the exclamation point here in the castle.
After two huge wins last week and a new number 5 ranking, the Campbell County Lady Camels were a confident bunch. Number 3 Thunder Basin came in trying to stay hot, having won 9 of 10. In the end, number 3 Thunder Basin would take down number 5 Campbell County 70-59. Gabby Mendoza had a career-high 21 points. Lainey McCarty added 17 points, and Jolie Speltz had 15. In a valiant losing effort, Maddie Robertson added 12 points, and Millie Riss scored 12 as well. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.